Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve on this beautiful Thursday in the great state of Michigan. Just talked about how the Biden administration, I think the best word to describe it, or the best phrase to describe it, would be out of touch when it comes to what the American people expected from him. Those who voted for him, even those who didn't vote for him, expected something a little different. I mean, he's still trying to crack jokes and play the aw shucks, Uncle Joe, happy-go-lucky. But people aren't buying it. It was different when you were vice president and you were a heartbeat away from having a heartbeat, as they say. Somebody, I believe, can't remember who it was, compared the office of the vice president to not better than a warm bucket of spit. Because you're just there to prop up the president, be a wingman. And that's what Joe was. He was happy-go-lucky Uncle Joe. He was funny. And then he got elected. And ever since Election Day, poll after poll after poll, regardless of the issue, has shown the American people saying, this is not what we signed up for. Whether it's mandates regarding COVID-19, whether it's these monstrosities that they're putting forward as spending bills, as building back better, nobody's buying it. And it's because it's the same old shtick. It's wealth. Wealth sharing. Wealth reappropriation. Take from the rich. Give to the poor and others. And because the rich have the money, we can just take from them. We can just move the money around, make everything a little more equal. Problem is, people don't like that. That's not the American dream. That's not why people come here. Brings me to my point. Derek Hunter, who we've had on the program before, had an article in Town Hall titled "Democrats Learn Again That Demographics Are Not Destiny for Them as They Had Hoped." And a recent Marist poll came out showing just that. I mean, they had always banked. I mean, what? Let's not beat around the bush here. Everybody knows that Democrats were hoping, with lax immigration policies, with allowing folks from the Hispanic world, Hispanic countries, to come in, free of restriction, free of border security, etc., that they would automatically vote Democrat. And that's not really the case. Hasn't been the case, and it looks like it's getting worse for them. Like I said, there's an NPR PBS Marist poll that shows Joe Biden, while having a 41% approval rating, but with Hispanic voters, their approval of him is only at 33%. 65% actively disapprove of the job this president is doing. We saw in the 2021 Virginia gubernatorial election, Governor-elect Youngkin won the Hispanic vote. And Democrats are looking around wondering, what the heck happened? These are supposed to be our voters. And why do they think that? Is it just because they're people of color? Because they're not white people? And it goes back to what I said it earlier. It's the same routine. It's the pitting people against each other. You can't vote Republican. You can't vote for conservatives. They're racist. They want to take your money. They want to keep all their money and not give any to you. It's the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. It's the exact opposite of what this country was founded on. So instead of taking the Marxism of the late 1800s, early 1900s, having a base solely on economics. They focused on the cultural stuff. They focused on race. Oh, Republicans are for border security, which means they're gonna deport you. They're gonna deport your family. Nobody's buying this anymore. You have Hispanic men and women in this country that are seeing the writing on the wall. They're already socially conservative. So the social policies of the left that get more absurd every day, I mean, that's not going to win the day for them. How are they going to win on economics? No, because the people that came to this country legally and have built a foundation, have built their family, came here for a better life, are doing it the right way. They're paying taxes. They're starting businesses. They're building a family. They're investing in their community. They're becoming leaders. They're getting elected to office. And they see the policies of the left as juxtaposed to that. It's an impediment. You liken me to a statistic. You think I'm a vote in your pocket simply because I look the way I look. Anyone who thinks like that deserves to, figuratively, of course, get hit in the face with it. And it's happening. Democrats are starting to lose the Hispanic vote. The left, the culture of the left and the policies of the left have turned off the Hispanic vote. And I think you're going to see it more and more, and it's going to be more apparent in 2022. But the left wants to continue to play their games and point the fingers and say that everybody's racist or that everybody wants to hoard their money and not share it. Keep at it, because I'm looking at poll numbers consistently and people aren't buying it. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.